Okay, hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Innovations in Education, eSchool News' podcast on the latest and greatest happenings in K-12 EdTech this week. I'm Kevin Hogan, and I'm glad you found us. And welcome back to class. Is everything back to normal? Hardly, but it does seem like the worst is behind us when it comes to the pandemic. This week, we look at some interesting pieces of content posted to eSchoolNews.com that can help education leaders adjust to the new realities of teaching and learning. Let's get started. First off, I had the pleasure to speak with Amy Sturtz. She's the Executive Director of Technology and Information at Green Bay Area Public School District about their return to school. Their schools have been nominated for this year's 2022 eSchool News Hero Awards, details of which are right up at the top of the homepage at eSchool. Amy reflects upon those first horrible weeks and months and looks to some changes that they made during that time that will likely stick around for the future. The district's nomination was supported by JAR Systems, a sponsor of the Hero Awards. JAR specializes in intelligent charging, security, and management solutions for mobile technology. Here's a snippet. Amy, maybe you could talk a little bit about going through the pandemic, we're talking about technology, obviously, but there was also changes in behavior, right? Maybe were teachers given a little bit more agency than maybe they had in the past? And is that something that you see sticking around like some of the other innovations?
Sure. Well, we definitely put many more supports in place, right? Things that we had been preaching like, hey, you should really learn how to use this resource or that resource, such as, I don't know, Google Classroom. All of a sudden, there was this, oh yeah, I really need to know how to use Google Classroom. I really need to know how to use this learning management system. So I think that stuff is going to stick around. One of the things I'm not sure too many school districts did, but Green Bay opened up an after-hour support system where parents could call and reach somebody who had an expertise in math, somebody who had an expertise in science and in language to assist with not necessarily the technical questions, but the curricular-based questions. We've seen throughout last year, there's been a decrease in use because I think now teachers are back to having that communication with parents and students on a regular basis. But there were many things that came out of the pandemic that we're continuing to do that we found our students have success in and enjoy. So overall, I think success throughout a challenging time.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think it's hugely important to document stories like Green Bay and try to share their best practices with you. This great education beta test brought on by the pandemic has resulted in discoveries and innovations across education, from distance learning and closing the digital divide to addressing the need for diversity, equity, and inclusion in schools and so much more. So I'd like to encourage everyone out there to participate in this year's Hero Awards so your real life challenges and successes can be celebrated and shared with the education community. Contact your technology vendor or partner and ask to be nominated.